Hey everyone, hey listeners. I'd like to start this episode on a little bit more serious of a note, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a couple of weeks ago when this airs, me and my girlfriend Molly, we broke up.
Yeah, we spoke about it on the last episode, actually.
We did speak about it with Dan, but we haven't properly touched on it. I haven't really shared online why, but this podcast feels like the most formal place to do it. So Molly sat me down and she said, "Tom, it's either me or Jack." And in a heartbeat, I said, "Jack."
Thanks, man.
It's all right.
That was kind of you to do.
Yes, you're very welcome. I could never betray a brother like that.
That's good of you. Why was she making you choose?
I don't know.
It's weird of her, isn't it?
One day she said, who do you prefer, me or Jack? And I said, Jack. Also, we're breaking up.
Well, that's different to what you just said in the first instance.
No.
Shut up. I'm talking.
Shut up. I'm talking.
Oh,
shut up.
Jack. Now, a thing about this podcast is we always open with this segment. What is your worst moment of the week?
This one was like, it's not the worst moment I've had, but it's probably one of the worst. Like, I felt very bad.
Okay.
I realise it's probably not as bad. I think it might be a me thing, but what happened was I was on TikTok. Scrolling TikTok.
Oh, no.
Me and Eleanor sat together at the kitchen table. And instead of talking, we just scrolled TikTok. That's the way we do it.
Sounds like you two are going to be together forever.
All right. Last person who can talk right now for you, mate. So, anyway, so me and my girlfriend, who are still happily together, I was just on TikTok briefly. And what I learned is you can turn off push notifications in TikTok. So when someone like follows you or leaves a comment, you can stop that like pinging your phone. You can't stop it while you're in the app.
Yeah.
Just showing up at the top. Like when you're in TikTok, it'd just be like, such and such followed you. And I'm like,
that is a horrible, horrible problem.
Well, no, I didn't think it was.
All right.
But then I was trying to scroll TikTok and what happened was it said such and such followed you. And in trying to swipe away that notification, I accidentally hit follow back. And not only did I then do that, in panicking, trying to then reverse that, I went to hit it again. But now the follow back button had became a wave button so that I waved at them in their DMs. So someone has followed me instantly. I have followed them back and waved, right? And I go, oh, and I, having been attached to the Minecraft YouTube space, have made a very strong effort to never DM fans, right? I think when I had about 1,000 followers, I used to respond to DMs, and even then when I don't feel this, I don't want to respond to people, so I've stopped. I've never replied to fans ever. And all of a sudden, this lucky individual gets a wave from me.
Within a second
of following. They've just decided to become a fan and I've swooped in and went, thank you! Which is, right? So I've like, myself, and actually let me pull up the DMs. They have then, obviously, quite rightfully so, messaged me back. They followed me.
That's
I've
really
instantly
good.
Waved. They've straight away put, yo, why did you wave to me? And I thought, now I've opened the DM, I don't want to air them again.
I mean, you initiated it.
I initiated. I feel like it's rude. So I just told the truth and I said, dude, I'm not going to lie. I got a notification while scrolling that I accidentally tapped and it waved. All the best to you though. And then he sent me a message that I didn't read because he instantly deleted it. But I thought I saw a glimpse of the notification. He didn't seem happy.
Really?
I think he was quite upset. And I felt
and
like...
And there are no more messages. That was it.
Nope.
So he aired you.
Well, no, he messaged me back and then instantly deleted
so
it.
So your messages are a wave, then him going, yo, why did you wave? You explaining, then deleted message.
Yes. Yeah, you've described it perfectly. And I felt like...
That is a bad moment.
I felt really bad. And you know what the crazy thing is? I know this isn't me because Eleanor did the same thing like 2 days later. TikTok needs to change the UI because it's too easy to accidentally do that.
Alternatively, you and Eleanor could have just talked over dinner.
No.
We might be the solution.
I just was opening TikTok, I think, to show her something.
Well, clearly, because you were scrolling.
No, I that's what I told him. What I was really doing was opening the app, and I didn't really want to get into the ins and outs with Mr.
I was just
Mr.
showing
Mr.
Eleanor something.
Yeah, I was just showing my girlfriend Eleanor something. But they were a new fan. I didn't know if they knew who she was. They just followed. I mean, you know. Who knows how much lore they're clued in on? So I thought I'll just keep the explanation brief.
That's a bad moment, man.
It really felt bad. I just felt guilty because I think, imagine you just follow someone and they instantly you like, oh my God.
Did you unfollow them?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh. What? I heard I literally audibly heard a jaw drop off camera. I heard a... That's not a bad thing to do.
None of that was good.
You know, at least I didn't like continue on the conversation and befriend them.
Yeah, which unfortunately isn't quite the anomaly, would it be?
I just don't think it's a good idea, man. I just, even ever since I was like new to content creation, I'd seen too many issues come from like people messaging fans. I remember the classic Pro Jared situation. That was the first time I'd heard of that.
I remember Pro Jared. I was a big Pro Jared fan.
I was as well. Do you remember how that situation went?
No.
I think it's probably one of my favorite cancellation stories ever.
What?
Not to detour from the worst moment of the week, we'll get to
it. Yeah, because this isn't how the segment usually goes.
No, I know, but I just need to talk about it. Pro Jared was a YouTuber that got exposed for sexting his fans. And everyone was very like, oh my God, this is terrible. But then, this was a few years back before people had really, this not really came up loads. I don't know whether we responded or whether people just investigated further. But it turned out that like people went, well, okay, none of the fans were underage. And then, because this has never really happened before, it actually was the first time where people went, is this wrong or not? And obviously nowadays, we're all pretty with this is wrong. But then it generated a discussion. But he kind of avoided getting cancelled because the discussion was cut short by the fact that some of the messages leaked, which included one of the dick pics he sent fans. And the conversation pivoted from, is this or is this not wrong, to fucking hell, Pro Jared has a massive penis. And he basically got, like, not uncancelled, but everyone just kind of moved on.
Didn't he have his wife blocked as well? That was the other thing.
Oh, I don't even remember
he
that.
He blocked his wife on online.
On whatever app he was on. Oh. Christ alive. But yeah, he got saved by having a big dick. Well, maybe not saved, but...
He didn't sound like he did get saved.
He got off easier. And I always think, that's crazy. So anyway, that's my little story. Yeah. You didn't seem as amused by it as me. You seemed devastated.
It was just.
No, it is wrong to do that, though, what he did. And that's why I've never messaged fans, apart from this one time, obviously by accident. But in mine, it was in no way inappropriate. I've read you all the DMs, so.
I've never messaged fans. Besides Tubbo, who technically was probably a fan when I met him, because I had 20 viewers and he had one.
Yeah, and now your friends were like John A, who was originally, as you know, Johnny in it.
Yes.
So he was probably a fan.
So really, I hang out with fans.
That's not good.
Yeah. It's going to be tough, isn't it, in this episode title, the first word being messaging fans.
No, because it is wrong.
Yeah.
If you do it for the wrong reasons.
Is everything
which
all right?
Some people do.
Yeah. Your house is currently flooded. There's a huge leak in it.
What? Let me see. I think I might have my worst moment of the week.
I was going to say.
Where is it?
There he goes.
I did say it was only a matter of time, man. I said it would only be a matter of time before your house leaks. It's a Brighton house. They leak, man. They leak.
It's going to be fun to talk about moving, isn't it, this week, Jack? Now my house is leaking.
It was your worst moment of the week,
Tom. As Harry said, stinky green water. Well, Jack.
Stinky green. Is that how you described it? Stinky green water.
What I'm saying is Aaron had a huge poo this morning and then it's happened, so.
Aaron, working on the podcast now, also lives with Tom. It's a difficult dynamic.
It is a difficult dynamic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, texting fans is wrong. That's where we were.
What's your worst moment of the week? Oh, was it maybe your stinky greenhouse?
It's probably my breakup, actually.
Oh.
Your phone's not on.
It is. No, I thought it was. Oh, I turned it off because I went on TikTok, didn't I? Sorry, I had to unlock my focus to go on TikTok. Yeah. Sorry, I'm back on work mode now.
So it would probably be the breakup.
Right. Are you sure?
No. Or when I was in Japan... I was just in Japan, by the way. That'll get brought up later. But guess what? I was eating this thing and I thought it was like a miso soup and I sort of went to eat it and it had this like yogurty texture. And then not yogurty, but like sort of jelly. And then I went to eat it and it was like egg, but like, and it was it was one of the most horrid textures I've ever had. I nearly threw up. I was so upset. Properly. I thought it was a dessert too, and it was warm egg. I thought it was a dessert, Jack, and it was warm, so I really thought it was a dessert.
Wait, you told me you thought it was a miso soup. That's not dessert.
I don't know what I thought it was, but I didn't think it was a warm, liquefied egg. So either that or the breakup, yeah.
So either that or breaking up with your girlfriend.
Yeah. or the house that's leaking
as we speak, right now. This. Your house could be fully underwater. And it's so funny because you were saying to Dan how your house had never leaked last week. Yeah.
Also, for the record, the message from Harry flooding is bullshit when he's put a single pan there and it's contained it all.
No, it was all over the kitchen being mopped it up.
Okay.
Oh, he's been around with a mop. Oh, what a good boy.
Oh, I bet the kitchen's going to stink.
Of stinky green water.
Yeah, he said he thinks that the pipes have burst because someone did a big poo.
Aaron, you did a big poo.
No, and I did it downstairs.
Yeah, that doesn't change. That will be... I didn't...
No, the down, they only go down. They don't travel up. So if you did a big poo upstairs, then it would be you, man. Did you do a big poo upstairs this morning? And your stinky poo water's all over your kitchen.
Oh, I think I might have done. I think I did.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctors.
What an embarrassing time.
You know, your turds are heavy enough to break metal
pipes. In
front
of the audience and everyone in this room. Well, guys, I'm actually going on tour.
Oh, okay. Is that where we're going to go next?
You can decide whose moment was worse in the comments. I'm going on tour.
To escape his stinky greenhouse.
It's the Tommy and it's Survival. Oh, Aaron's also coming out with me to film. So Harry will be alone in the stinky
greenhouse.
And I'm
coming with you.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got to that bit in the promotion yet.
Oh, sorry.
So this is Tommy and it's the Survival Tour. It's going to begin with some stand-up, and then the second half is me interviewing a YouTuber. But it's not an interview. It's funnier than that.
I thought they were interviewing you.
It's sort of a bit of this and that. It's funny, is what it is. But God forbid I spoil it, Jack.
Okay. Right. Well, no, I wouldn't want you to do that.
Jack's going to be a special guest for some of them. Some of them are very exciting special guests that aren't announced yet. So you can get yourself a ticket at tommyin.com. It's going to be in April and May of next year. I'm out for 2 months. We will be filming many podcasts on the road with special guests too. So yeah, head over to tommyin.com if you want to get yourself a ticket for that. UK and America. And maybe somewhere else has been announced by the time that we're filming this. But yeah, all right. Well... It says here you have a complaint about me.
Yes.
That's what it says on the notes.
I do.
Fuck's that about? Because really, my life, I'll be honest with you, Jack, hasn't been my greatest time, has it?
No, but...
Is this really what you want to do
now? This is something that has persisted beyond this time. And I thought...
But it's now really the best
time to... I got to the end of my wick with you the other day.
To confront me.
Yep. Got to the end of my wick the other day. If I had more wick left, then maybe I'd have waited.
All right, well, what's happened then? What's shortened your wick?
You need to stop inviting yourself to places... You have to be invited. You can't invite yourself. The other day, I was having breakfast with my girlfriend who was
probably on TikTok.
No,
let's be honest.
I was cooking as breakfast. Usually she cooks breakfast, but she was ill. I thought, I'll cook breakfast today, right? And then hello, we're near your house. Would you like to join us on a walk? I went, no, sorry. I'm just cooking as breakfast right now. And you went, oh, we can come in and join you for breakfast. And then luckily, you were with Danny.
Yeah.
Who turned around to you and went, you can't invite yourself to people's houses. And I went, yeah. Basically what she said, that, yeah. We don't really want you right now.
Okay, Jack? I have a complaint.
Ellie was ill and she didn't really want guests.
We should add a new point here because I have a complaint about you.
Yeah?
When you're a kid, you just go up to mate's house and you knock on their door and then you go around. If I'd have just came and knocked on your door, that would have been charming.
No.
I was well near your house. I could have just knocked.
I don't know if I've told you this story, but once someone did that to me and I distinctly told them over the phone, please don't come today. I'd rather you didn't. And they showed up anyway. It was raining really bad and thundering. They went, come on, it's raining, man. Just please let me in. I went, no, you were warned. And I shut the door in their face.
Who was this?
I actually don't want to say because they are in the online space.
Harry?
No. What? No, this was like growing up.
You knock on people's houses and you show up. That's the way.
No.
That's the British way.
I hate it. I seriously...
You should move to America
then. I locked them out in the rain.
Where they have guns and massive roads so I can't walk to your house.
I locked them
dickhead.
Out in the rain and then they kept ringing my doorbell. So my dad went to the window and went, fuck off!
We don't have your dad now, do you? You're a prick.
No, I'm going to open the window and go, fuck off!
You're a prick, mate. If you knocked on my door, even if we're leaking, I'd let you in. I hung out with Freddie. Freddie, God bless his soul, he doesn't really know when to leave. So I just kept doing stuff and Freddie just stuck around. And, you know, maybe I thought I should ask him to leave, but I didn't.
That's unlike you because you often just tell people to leave.
Yeah, but one, I have more space now in my new house. And two, it's Freddie. He's a joy to be around.
It's true.
He's a complete joy. I'm blessed to have him in my life.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're appreciating the people you have left.
You should appreciate...
I made the joke and then went... I like panicked myself.
Thanks, Jack. And, yeah. You know, maybe after my breakup, you know, when I'm not at my best, you could have let me around your house.
No, my girlfriend was poorly, man. Was not a good time. And I was about to set off to go back up.
See,
north.
Now I have no ill girlfriend to not let me hang out with the boys.
Well, exactly. There you go. There's a benefit.
Yeah.
There you go. relish in the good stuff. Newfound freedoms.
I don't really want newfound freedoms. I'm quite happy with all my freedoms.
Just trying to lighten the mood, man. Just trying to make you feel better.
Well, my house is leaking. That's actually the end of my list. But still.
Yeah. Not your week. Not yeah. your week.
Yeah.
All month. I spoke. The breakup was a few weeks ago.
A whole month.
Bad month, though. Bad month. Oh, terrible month.
It's not been the best year, really, for me, has it?
You've had an awful year.
Yeah.
Terrible year.
If you really recounted everything that's happened, 2024 has not been the year of Tommy Innit.
No.
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 Oh, right, yeah.
You had a good year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, who had a worst year? Let us know in the comments.
We actually went travelling, didn't me and Jack?
That's why
we took a 3-week break. You didn't notice because we're fucking pros.
But we've been away for 3 weeks. No podcast for 3 weeks. That was oof.
All right. But I've been in Japan. You've been in Benidorm.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry. Just one of those places is significantly nicer than the other.
Yeah.
But I was in Benidorm.
But let's talk about us rather than. You know, let's recap them chronologically. So first we got on the plane separately.
Yeah, the planes go different directions. Japan's a bit further away.
Viewer, think of this structurally like a movie that cuts between my holiday and then POVs. Jack's from the beginning.
Chronological, but from different perspectives.
Sure. So I got on the plane. I went on Air China. Guess what, Jack? This is where my look turned around. I go to Air China. They go, hey, because you've cancelled your girlfriend's flight. Molly was going to come. Ex-girlfriend or so, because we broke up. Guess what, Jack? Guess what? Guess what? They free upgraded me to business.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Hold on. The whole breakup thing sounds a lot better now.
Things are turning around for Tommy, innit? And then I start leaving, and she goes, right as I'm leaving, I've already dropped my bag on the belt. It's about to go. She says, do you have any electronics in your luggage? I go, yeah, loads. Why? She goes, well, you're not allowed to take them through China or they'll hold your bag. And I go, oh, shit. So then I'm sat on the floor in Heathrow, cross-legged, trying to stuff a keyboard and a switch into my tiny backpack.
Well, a keyboard would have been fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but I didn't want to take any chances with China.
Nah.
And then the
switch was wrong, though.
And then I'm, sat on a bag, like, really trying to pack it up in the middle of Heathrow. So that was quite embarrassing. But thank God she said that, or else my bag would have got held up in Beijing.
Yeah, and you don't want that, trust me.
Oh, yeah. No,
that happened to me.
And then I get on this plane, right? The most lovely, luxurious... Air China, by the way, is the new official airline of the Shut Up I'm Talking podcast.
We're not quite decided on that because my Air China experience wasn't amazing.
The only thing I didn't like... I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable here, Jack. Do you have sometimes, you know, if you're a bit anxious, you know, I'll even be honest and say I've actually had a slightly more anxious time due to... Well, we've covered it already.
Recent events, yeah.
What I like to do when I'm feeling a little bit anxious is make sure the plane's secure. So when it's in the air...
What do you mean make sure it's secure? You get up and do the cabin checks with the crew.
No, this isn't something I'm entirely proud of, but when it's in the air, I push as hard as I can on the window next to me.
Just make sure it doesn't come out.
Yeah, and I properly push on it. And Air China was the first time where it got colder.
What?
Like, I think the cold air from outside got in. So I stopped.
I don't think it did stop. I very much doubt.
No, it got colder around me. It got colder around me.
That's probably the aircon kicked in.
No, because it was as I pushed really, really, really hard.
Yeah, I imagine it was just coincidental.
Also, I've been going to the gym, so I'm stronger. So I pushed super hard. And then.
I just don't think you broke the airtight seal of an aircraft. I somehow doubt that you had more pushing force than the air pressure.
I shouldn't have been doing the pushing in the first place. I should trust Air China because after they've treated me so well.
I'm really glad you had a good time. Did you not find it jarring?
They had the best meals. The last thing they'd short on is the windows. Did I what?
But no, did you not find it a bit jarring? Because there's like a bit during the Air China announcements. Because
I loved it. I loved Air China. It's an official airline.
It's kind of like, it reminded me of like BA or American Airlines. It feels like another, it feels like the Chinese version of like British Airways, right? Like National Airways sort of thing.
It is called Air China.
Yeah, no, I know.
Be a great assumption.
So probably is true. But there's a bit during the announcements, so I assume it's like a legal requirement. Where this announcement first happens in Chinese. So I didn't know, I don't know what's happening. I don't speak Chinese. Then it happens in English. And a voice comes over the tannoy and it goes, I am the law enforcement officer of this flight. And I thought, for a start, this is definitely pre-recorded. So you're not, are you?
I saw a law enforcement officer on mine.
Yeah, but it's not them speaking. So it's a fibber. And basically says, like, if you violate any of the airline rules... you're subject to legal penalty when you land in China. And like, maybe that's true of every airline, but I think before, just as I'm about to set off, kind of being sort of told, don't fuck around on this plane.
Nothing wrong with that.
It just unsettled. No, I suppose it isn't, but it unsettled me. I just felt like I, and like the thing is, I'd already been told off because I went to put my headphones on and I went, you can't do that.
See, I didn't hear any of this announcement because I had my headphones on.
They wouldn't let, like, I went to put my headphones on them and can't have them.
I was blasting Sam Fender.
Which one?
Well, Jack, his new single, People Watching, I was hadn't came out yet. So not that. 17 going under, actually. Yeah.
But yeah, no. I found that like too unsettling. And I was like, because I'm like, what if I've misunderstood, what if the rules are different and I've misunderstood them? Because well, I missed part of the announcement and I get subject to legal penalty in the great land of China.
You know, they they treat you different in coach, don't they? So in business.
I wasn't in business, to be fair.
I was in business. Business. And they treat us well. Treat us nice. Well.
Yeah, I've only ever flown Air China coach.
Ooh, no, they treat me well.
I'll tell you what, though.
I can do whatever I want.
You may have had a great Air China. I had a worse flight. My Air China experience was.
What was your airline to Benidorm?
But my Benidorm flight was fucking.
Air Benidorm?
No, it was a Jet 2. But I had the worst experience. So this isn't Jet 2's fault. I'm not going to shit on them. It's not their fault.
All right.
No one's fault. Other than maybe the airports. I flew from London Stansted. Airport.
Where the fuck?
So there's Heathrow and Gatwick, and everyone knows them, but there's also Stansted if you want to be.
No, there's Luton's next.
Oh, yeah, there's Luton as well. Is Luton London now, or is Luton Luton? But whatever, there's London Stansted Airport.
Don't think we have any of our rigid airport viewers.
You never know. There's those people that are like really into aviation,
like Turbo and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was in London Stansted, and my flight was at like 7:11 a.m. or like, you know, like something specific, right? Flight to Alicante Airport. I'm like, cool. All right. So I go through the airport. What I do is I go and have a poo, sit down, get comfy. Didn't realize I'd been sat there that long. Went, oh shit, my gate's closing soon. I better head to my gate. So I go off the toilet. I'm already rushing a bit to my gate.
Were you by yourself or?
Yeah, by myself. Rushing a bit to my gate.
Not going with Eleanor?
No, she didn't come.
Sounds
to
like cracks are forming.
Don't do, just because your relationship has fallen to pieces, tragically.
No, you could join the B squad.
I don't want to be with you. Squad. I don't want to be part of that squad. I might get married.
You're not going to get married.
Well,
I'm going to break up.
Do a better job than you. Anyway.
Okay. Now that.
I'll make jab. Hey, if you jab at me, I'll jab back, man. And mine will hurt. Mine will sting.
It's only fair. Anyway. Like the nimble wasp.
I'm like the nimble wasp. That's what they call me. But you're Ant-Man. I'm the wasp.
No, I'm Ant-Man.
That's what I said.
No, I'm Ant-Man. You're the wasp.
That's what I said.
I know.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to Benidorm by myself in Stansted. That was one of my most awkward moments. Maybe our cracks are forming. but I was anyway. I'm going to go for this flight, and I look at the board and it says this time to Alicante, this gate. I'm like, sick. That's my flight. Head into it. I head there. Get to the gate. And it says like it's a Ryanair flight. And I'm like, well, I'm flying with Jet 2. But I don't know if you've like had this where you book with British Airways and you get an American Airlines flight. Like
usually in the business lounge chilling. So
ever since COVID, like airlines have started taking other airlines like flights. Just I don't know why. I don't know what the benefit is, but they do that. So I'm like, cool. Well, it probably is like a Jet 2 flight operated by Ryanair. Fine. So I get in the line, wait in. You know, gate, and now it's gone past gate closure, but there's still a line, so I'm just waiting. Eventually I get to me, I give them my boarding pass, and they go, no, you're on the Jet 2 flight. I'm like, yeah, is this not it? And they're like, no. And it turned out there was another flight to the same airport from my airport at the exact, like to the minute, same time. So when I looked at the board, I obviously just saw this place at this time, didn't see it again. I'm convinced it wasn't there. But apparently there was two flights. And the gate was all the way across the other side of the airport and it had supposedly closed. And I was like, shit, because I'm going to meet my whole family. They're all flying from another airport because they're up north. And I was like, shit, I'm going to have to like message my mum and just be like, I'm so sorry, I've missed the flight, I can't come. And I felt really bad.
Get another flight?
Well, yeah, but we're only going for 3 days. I'm like, fucking...
Get another flight in a few hours.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Like, you know.
You just cancel on the whole trip.
No, obviously I'd try, but you know, like you don't know. I'd try and get another flight in a few hours, but what if all the flights worked up for the day? You know,
you wouldn't text her saying I'm not coming.
Well, no, but I might have to is what I'm thinking. I'm not saying
hours down the line.
Well, yeah, but I'm not happy about it. So I start running across the airport.
Yeah.
To hopefully try and make my gate. Luckily, I spot another lady also running frantically just ahead of me. I think, she made the same mistake.
Maybe she's the one.
No, I've found the one, so, unlike
I
you.
I don't need
have. I'm chasing this, essentially chasing this lady, because I'm not intentionally, yeah, we're just running the same way. I overtake her at one point.
Oh, man. Thank God our viewers know how fast you are.
I'm very quick. But I overtake this lady, and we get there, and thank God this woman was obviously flying with her daughter, who had gone to the right gate. So when she realised that she was at the wrong one, she'd belled her daughter and been like, please ask the man to keep the gate open, I'm on my way. And because I'd gone at the same time as her, the gate was luckily, no one was there. Like they'd kept the gate open for us. So I managed to make my flight. But that was like the most intensely stressful.
That is awful. I tell you what, well, we can absolutely cross off London Stansted being the official airport of the Shut Up I'm Talking podcast.
No, terrible.
Definitely not.
Why would you possibly run two flights at the exact same time to the same airport?
Absolutely disgusting.
How inefficient.
Yeah. So that leaves us between Heathrow, Gatwick or Beijing International.
It would be awesome. Gatwick for me.
Beijing International for me.
I had a really bad experience there.
I loved Beijing International.
Everything about my flight to China was like actually
the
really
bad. The ceiling was superb.
It was a cool ceiling. But they lost my luggage and I got searched very thoroughly at security. It was like a real nightmare. And I almost missed my connecting flight and got stranded in Beijing. I had a very bad
time. Stranded in paradise, more like.
Well, maybe I would have had a great time in Beijing, but I would have had no stuff. On account I lost my bags.
Yeah, but you don't need stuff when you've got what's in here.
Yeah. And the great land of China to explore.
Yeah. Where they have...
They have all sorts in China. They've got the Great Wall. They've got some real culinary experience I'd love to have. They've got a lot of ancient sort of history. They've been
we should do a Shut
time.
Up on China and go there and...
Wouldn't really call it that. But, Shut Up I'm Talking China edition.
Yeah.
Maybe what we do is we have someone say, Shut Up, I'm Talking in Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
And that would be...
Okay, but we're focusing too much on this.
On China.
Yeah. So, Benidorm, how was that, man?
Doesn't improve much from the flight, I'll be honest.
Really? Where is it?
It's in Spain.
That's quite near, isn't it?
It's not too far. Just about a two-hour flight. I land, weather's not great. You know.
It's Spain, though.
Yeah, I was hoping the weather would be great, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're chilling with my family. I'm like, okay, I get to see everyone. This is nice. Then I go to bed. Wake up the next morning, 8 a.m. I'm rudely awoken. Fire alarm and the hotel's going off. And I'm like, hopefully this is a drill. I wait a few minutes to see if it'll go off. It won't. I'm like, fuck. So I put my clothes on. I go downstairs. I go down the stairs. Obviously, you don't go down the lift. I'm on the seventh floor. So I'm like,
fucking hell. That's 14 flights of stairs.
Lots of stairs.
Yeah.
Go down. End up in the fucking kitchen of the hotel. I'm thinking at this point, someone's going to go, sorry, sir, you've gone the wrong way. Here's where you go. No one tells me. So I'm just in the kitchen. No one seems to give a shit. All the staff just sort of walk around me. I think, someone please direct me here. I eventually get to a fire escape door. I go outside.
Is it a nice hotel?
It was all right, but it was fucking hammering it down outside. Like, it was stormy rain. And I'm like, the only way to get to the lobby where you're supposed to meet is through the outside. So I've got to go outside in like torrential rain. I'm not grabbed a Coke because I'm in fucking Benidorm. I'm like, not expecting coat needed weather. And it was like bad. You know, recently, this is actually fucking tragic and terrible. Valencia, which is like a town just up the road, got flooding that bad that like 90 people died.
Oh, Christ.
And it was like the back end of that weather. It was like bad, right?
Oh, that is bad.
Like, not to the level where we were in danger because we were like an hour out, but like, it was miserable weather. And I got into the hotel lobby and a few other people from my floor, you know, also. We get down, we go to the reception, I'm like, the fire alarm's going off. I'm like, oh, it's just a fault on that floor. Go about your day. So I'm just like sopping wet, 8 a.m. on holiday. All my family are like still in bed. And my option is to go back upstairs. It's going, if I want to try and sleep.
It's just a fault on that floor.
Yeah, no other floor had a fire alarm going off, just mine. And all my family were on the same floor but me. So all of them were fine but me. Mate, I was livid. And then the rest of the holiday we went down the Benidorm Strip. Don't bother. It's the most miserable.
Don't bother.
Don't, seriously. It's like, it made me feel sad. I'm there with my nan, man. And there's like women who are barely dressed trying to beckon you to go into bars. And everyone in there is a middle-aged British person. Pissed out their mind, trying to fight each other. And then you walk past and you see like, oh, you can go see Sticky Vicky tonight. That's one of the. That's
Who's
the biggest. That's the biggest performer better on Sticky Vicky.
Vicky.
Well, now we're on Sticky Vicky the third. Sticky Vicky was a woman who basically she does a show where it's a sex show.
Aww.
Where she sort of does tricks with her vagina.
Oh,
she'll,
no!
Like, she'll like
Vicky.
Sort of like go boom and like shoot ping pong balls
Victoria,
out, or like open a beer bottle with a
That sounds like it's going to be prone to body horror for me.
Oh, what is it? What are they called? Labia. You know, she...
Really?
Yeah. She honestly, mate, she's just... Her vulva is getting... I'm just trying to flex all the terms I know. She's yeah, she just really goes quite
Victoria,
mental.
Victoria, that's
But anyway, this is the crazy thing I found.
No, that was crazy. That surely it can't get more crazy.
It does.
Really?
Because Sticky Victoria is not the first. It this is mad.
I'm actually
the original Sticky Vicky is dead. Right. So when she retired, she had trained up her daughter to do it. And now it's her granddaughter that does it. It's been passed down three generations. And I'm only assuming that they're teaching their children. I'm like, that's mad. That definitely feels inappropriate. Like, you can't... Because the kids take over. And I'm like, how do they learn? Do they learn from their mum?
Yeah, no, but maybe it's like they've got the strong gene down
well,
there.
Sure, but like, surely you got to be taught how to fire a ping pong ball out of your vagina. I imagine it doesn't come natural.
Some people can ride a bike. Some people find it really hard.
You know, your dad tends to teach you that. And I'm like, did Sticky Vicky 1 teach Sticky Vicky 2 all her Sticky Vicky tricks?
It'd be a good TV show, wouldn't it? The fourth, but they don't want to be a vagina handler.
No, she just wants to be like a dentist.
Yeah, but all the family are going, no, you've got to be sticking it up there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'd like the Sticky Vicky show.
No, so we didn't go.
Yeah.
So we went to the strip once, walked down it, went, this looks horrible, and then never went back. And we just sort of tried to stay in the classier part of Benidorm, which, if you can imagine, exists. yeah, it was not. Well, I love seeing my family.
I don't think the Benidorm Tourist Board will be inviting us out there anytime soon, Jack.
It's all right.
All right.
I'll live.
Do you like seeing your nan and your family? And was it your dad's 60th out there?
No, my dad's 60th was a bit later when we got back. But my dad is 60 now. That's why I couldn't go to Japan.
Yeah.
I wanted to go with you, but I had to stay at home for my stupid dad's stupid birthday.
Was it good?
It was. I got him a really nice gift, I thought.
That's nice.
When me and Eleanor went for the cruise, I've kept this a secret for so long because I didn't want him, because I know he washes this and he'd see. They did an auction on the boat where they were selling signed sports memorabilia. So I bought him one of Sergio Aguero's signed shirts. He's his favourite player of his favourite football team. So I thought, I'm a pretty good son, man.
That's good.
And then at that time, my brother bought him two City shirts.
Oh.
And I thought, well, hang on, he's been given three football shirts for his birthday now.
Well, it sounds like Benidorm was good then.
I'm glad that's what you took away from that. How was Japan, Tom?
Funny you should ask, because while you're talking about spending, while I was in Japan, I was out there with Schlatt, Charlie and Trevor.
Did I mention spending? Oh, buying him a gift.
Yeah, yeah. Schlatt, Charlie and Trevor. Mm. And Schlatt got me to read a book. While I was out there, bought it on Apple Books. Shout out Apple Books, new official app of the podcast. It's sick.
What
it's
is this
sick.
Thing? Well, we're not sponsored by any of these things. You know, we should get paid to sponsor these things.
Not from Apple. I was paid enough in knowledge. I don't need to be paid anymore because I've read Schlatt's book he put me
Good
on.
Good for you, where's my half?
Called Die With Zero, okay? Now, this book is about dying with zero money. Here's your immediate questions. What about if you have kids? Well, if you give them money, you're not dying with zero. What about retirement? Well, actually, Jack, most people who retire don't even spend all their money by the time they're dead. So that means you must spend many years working for free. So I've been reminded of my great fortune and I'm going to start spending now, keeping myself nice and happy.
Well, yeah, you already have, haven't you? You've already started.
Oh, yeah, because I bought every one of my friends and family gifts in Japan. And I never would do this. I always forget to buy my mum a birthday gift. So a Japan gift was this crazy new thing.
Do you buy Christmas gifts?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming to the season.
Not for friends, but that might be changing now.
Nah, now you're dying with zero.
I'm dying with zero. Zero. Nil.
How far are you away from zero currently?
Oh, very far. But yeah, so I bought everyone gifts.
What did you get? Come on. Tell us. Tell us what you got, everyone.
Got
Tell
you.
Us. Now you've decided to spend your millions, what you bought everyone.
Well, I got you some nice socks.
Tom bought me a pair of socks.
They're nice.
Not several pairs of socks. One individual. Usually socks come packaged as like three pairs, maybe. He somehow managed to find one pair of socks.
They were originally for me. But I thought I haven't got you a gift, so I gave you.
So you gave me a pair of socks?
Because they're fully socks. They have a new hole for each toe.
Yeah, they have individual toe holes as opposed to one sort of mitten.
I got a tiny little plushie of a character that's the same noise as his stream donation sound.
Oh.
Yeah, I got him that.
That was a weird... pulled that off the top of my head very quickly.
Yeah, so I got him that. Yeah. I got me, Erin and Harry some new pants.
Fuck off.
That are all Godzilla pants. And I got us all a Godzilla shirt. And now Harry has been saying, because me, Erin and Harry, average Harry, now live together. Harry's now been saying that we are the G squad, and the house now is called the G spot. But now also me and Harry have been referring to ourselves as the Aura Boys. So we're saying that the Aura Boys pull up to the G-spot. Unfortunately, I've just found out in this podcast the G-spot's been flooded. So so it's going to be a tough day for the Aura Boys after this. And Aaron,
who's in the G-spot, but not the Aura Boys. You also did, though. You gave everyone a gift, and then you gave Harry his gift. And before you gave him the thing you bought, you went, I got you this. And it was a Godzilla poster. But what you've forgotten is...
No,
only days
Gladiator 2 poster.
Oh, Gladiator 2 poster, sorry. The Japanese Gladiator 2 poster, which is really cool. However, you had revealed that you got this for free when you went to the cinema to watch Godzilla.
Yeah, that's amazing that I managed to get this thing that, let's be honest, would be £40 in Brighton. Free. Sure, it's all folded because it was in my bag, but it's free. What can you expect for your money's worth?
Yeah, but your whole... This is how it went, right? Tom went, you told us about Dying with Zero. You went, so I'm spending on you all now. Come look. You got me a pair of socks that could have been worth no more than 50p.
No, they were... No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were like 100 yen, right? 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 You got Harry a free poster, and you got Tomo a plush
and
that was around this big.
And Freddie, I got a tiny piano pin. But here's the thing, and you'll notice this. I read Die With Zero at the end of the trip, which was when I bought all the Godzilla. Because let me tell you, Jack, I spent a pretty penny on 3 Godzilla shirts and 3 Godzilla pants and 1 Godzilla shirt for my dad. Didn't get him the pants. Would have felt...
But weird buying you the pants, innit?
Would have been weird, yeah.
You wouldn't know his size, surely, in pants.
They only had XL. So I bought myself XL. Let me tell you now, Jack, they are baggy.
Not flattering.
They are not flattering. It's like basically shorts. But so I bought all the Godzilla things at the end of the trip after reading. I bought my dad a Godzilla keyring, though. And let me tell you now, on the last night of the trip, I did look like a madman walking to the counter with 4 Godzilla shirts, 3 Godzilla pants, Godzilla keyring.
They're like, damn, Mr. Godzilla's here. Yeah.
But yeah, that, I'd read Die With Zero at that point. I hadn't read it. I don't think it would have influenced what I would have bought you. I think I would have stuck to
it. You would have still gotten me.
I didn't buy you anything. I just gave you those socks and I realised I hadn't got you anything. But that's because you're this sort of cruel person.
I'm not a cruel person.
You told me when I broke up with Molly that you couldn't come round because you hadn't scheduled the breakup in your GCAL. You told me.
No. That is slightly... I was in the middle of work. Tom told me he'd broken up with Molly.
I said, I'd love to see you.
Do you want to hang out later? I'm like, I've got a meeting. I'll come round after
my
meeting.
Yeah, you had a meeting at 2 and it was done at 4:30.
It was a long fucking meeting.
Who has a 2.5-hour meeting?
One, it was actually 3:30. It was an hour and a half long meeting. And it was a very important meeting. Incredibly important. And I was like, I'm sorry, Tom. Look, I understand you need me right now and I'll be there as soon as I can. But I mean, you were calling me before the meeting had even ended. Like, where are you?
Everyone else.
I'm in the meeting.
Every other one of the... Toby was there. Freddie was there.
None of them had a meeting.
Toby did have a meeting. He pushed it back an hour.
Oh, but yeah, Toby bumps off meetings like anyone's business. He doesn't give a shit about meetings. He doesn't care about anyone's time.
That's true. And I'd rather you, who cares about anyone's time, than stupid Toby.
Yeah. And then...
But he was there for me, actually. He was there for me.
And
so
then...
He wasn't that stupid. Yeah.
I was trying... When you call me back, I'm like, okay, well, hang on. I've just been sent a link to book my ADHD assessment I've been trying to do for years. This is a big moment for me. Can I just quickly fill out this form before I go? And you said no. So then I went, but I'm going to forget.
Yeah,
you know,
but
I will.
You're not going to fill it out quickly anyway, are you? It's the whole thing.
I would have done, but then I didn't. And then I forgot about it for weeks. And now I'm only having my assessment on this Friday. So really, I push back.
Well, I'll be honest. How much are you paying for this assessment? Because I'd do it for free if you want.
70 quid.
70 quid. Do you want a 0 quid assessment right now?
Go on.
Well, you can't have one because you've been in nothing but a twat. All right. But here's Japan, though. I have some great Japan stories. I wrote them all down.
Go on.
All right. So I got a little bit of action. I got flirted with. By an 82-year-old gay man.
Oh.
An 82-year-old Japanese gay man on camera, because I jumped up to kiss an anime girl. And then he turned around to me and went, why? And I went, oh, I'm sorry. And then he explained that if I wasn't into girls, I'd be with him. And then he made me guess his age. And I said 61. He said 82. To be fair, he looked great. But then he started flirting with me, but half in English, half in Japanese. But I could tell by his vibe. So that happened.
Did you bite or were you not fussed?
No, it was the last night. But also, oh, he was an 82-year-old.
You never have to see him again.
He was an eight. No, I didn't buy. No, I didn't at all.
Nothing about him charming?
He had his charms, but I don't think. I think it would have been too soon, quite honest with you.
Also,
he was an 82-year-old Japanese man.
I don't think being Japanese has anything to do with it.
There's a language barrier.
He was speaking fine English when he was flirting with you.
It wasn't fine. It was broken, but I got glimpses, and the glimpses I did get, Jack, I didn't love.
Okay.
This was awesome. There's one park, and then you went to Shinjuku National Park that you have to pay to go into.
No, I didn't.
And I, one of the mornings I went myself and I tried to pay, and you have the Suica, which is the international car, but I didn't have enough money in it, and it beeped, and there was a line, and I didn't expect this. It really caught me off guard, because the Japanese lady went really loudly, "Ah! No money!" And I just started laughing really hard, because she did it right in front of all, probably announced and laughed that I had no money. Should I point it and went, "Ah, no money!" And I was like,
that's good.
It was excellent, but I was properly, because it was quite early in the morning, it really woke me up.
I like that.
It was so
I worrying. Wish I was there for that. We should laugh at broke people more as society.
This has never happened to me before. Someone was racist to me. We were in a four group walking around Fuji, and they just started. We were in a really tight road, and there was a car. And rather than driving away from us, he drove towards us and like pinched us all the way into a corner that we were like sidling. It was.
Well, how do you know it was racially motivated?
I guess he might have just decided to hit us with his car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I did assume that part. But I think I think that was a right assumption.
Well, no, it might not have been that you might be like, oh.
Maybe I just looked like a prick, the four of us. Maybe it wasn't even anything to do with that.
I think so.
Okay. I didn't want to drink. Heavy drinkers I'm out there with. Schlatt and Charlie and
also,
Trevor.
I think Japan has a drinking heavy culture that almost rivals the UK. It's a very heavy drinking culture.
I haven't been a drinker at all this year.
No.
So I didn't want to drink, but I did end up Schlatt. Got me to drink Strong Zero, which is essentially five shots in a large can.
I think I might have had one of these.
So I had one. Everyone was getting pissed like every night. I really didn't want, but one night I did, and then
it's Japan, man. They love drinking.
There's these men that come up to you. We were staying in a red light district in Shinjuku, so these guys would come up to us every night and go,
"That's the sex part,
bro. Massage, or sex, or breasts." But Schlatt taught me that chin chin means penis. So what I would do is these men would come up and they go, "Massage, you massage from beautiful girl." And I go, "No, chin chin." And they'd go, "No, no, no," because they were quite homophobic. And I go, "Yes, I'll pay him only for you," when I was really drunk. And they go, "No, no, no, no," and do this whole X. And I go, "What, the everything app?" And they go, "No." Yes. It's catching on. And then I did that to a lot of people, actually.
What, a scream chin chin at them?
Just said I'd like to. Whenever a man came up to me who was a pimp, I'd always tell him I didn't want the women, I wanted him. And every time they'd...
It's a risky game to play, but I respect it.
I was with Schlatt. I was with Schlatt.
He's very big.
Massive. And wham, like, you're not going to...
Yeah, and he has that torch.
He didn't have the torch very much.
Oh, though. Did he not bring the torch this time?
But yeah, those are all of my sort of...
those are your stories.
Those are my best stories. But I will say, it was quite an important trip for me.
Tom made me not read the notes this week below Japan stories, and I genuinely didn't. And I'm now reading them, and I really like got racisted.
But honestly, I mean, it was a very important trip for me, you know, because it was just after a breakup. I was alone with, you know, three guys. One of them, who up until a year and a half ago was my absolute like hero. You know, I've done anything wrong. I've just grown up. But like, you know, it was like. I had 150 megabytes of data a day because stupid EE, who is no longer the Shut Up I'm Talking's favourite data provider in the UK, when we pay £10 for 150 megabytes. What?
Why don't you get an eSIM, my friend?
Because Schlatt got one and he paid 100 quid and it didn't work very well, so I didn't. But I guess I should have just still risked it. But I was pissed off, so I had no data. I was on the complete opposite time zone, wandering around. So I was basically very isolated.
Yeah, you're very alone.
I was very alone after a breakup with... And Trevor, who absolutely lovely, Modest Cube.
Love Trevor.
Was having quite a spiritual journey whilst we were out there. So we basically only talked about sort of spirits and art and religion for like two, which I'll be honest, you don't think you're going to talk about for 2 weeks straight in the middle of nowhere.
Tokyo, middle of nowhere.
No, when we went to Fuji, that was properly the middle of nowhere. I got quite low for a few days. I was like, I don't want to be staying. And also, I've just moved from a cramped apartment to a lovely house. And then I went back to an even more cramped, tiny room. Lovely. Currently, the G-spot's leaking. Let's not forget that. But
yeah, the G-spot's not in its best spot. I mean, didn't mean to do that.
Nice. Yeah, no, it's But, you know, it felt like a very important trip for me. It was very like, oh, wow, yeah.
I'm glad. I remember thinking to myself right before you left, obviously, you'd had a breakup, like, what, 2 days? It was really, really quick. And I was like, this is either going to be really good for you or particularly difficult. And I'm very glad that
it was both.
But I'm glad that the overall conclusion you gave me there was that it was good.
Yeah.
Because you could have came back and been like, that was hell.
There were a few nights where I was spooning a Cyndaquil plushie I bought where I did think things have been better. But there were other nights when I was cycling round. You're laughing quite hard at that, I notice. You're laughing quite hard.
Around where?
But they were doing a huge cycle round all of Fuji with my headphones blasting Born to Run. And then he got hit by a bus. That was terrifying. It was on me. But that was wonderful. But I didn't connect to Tokyo and Japan in the way that you did. I loved Fuji. I loved it. But I did not connect with Japan.
I just loved it, man. I don't know. I loved everything. I loved, as far as cities go, the way that city felt. I'm not a big city guy. I loved Fuji. I absolutely loved
it. So I do have to give you a bit of a ribbon, though. You had very limited time in Fuji. Very limited time in the most beautiful place in the world. And I actually spent a lot of time at the location of hit video Never Take Schlatt to a Lake, sequel to Never Take Tommy to a Lake. Yeah. Really, really capitalizing on the lake videos there, Jack.
I love fishing.
But then I could not believe that you chose to be a loud Westerner filming there.
We weren't being loud at all. We were being very chilled out. Yeah, no, we kept it chill.
I forgive you for that.
Also, no one else was really at the lake, to be fair.
Because when I was there, there's always people in that spot.
No, it was quite quiet. Maybe it's because it's a famous spot now on account of Never Take Schlatt to a Lake.
Yeah.
That's probably why. No, you know what? I knew I had a feeling you'd say this.
You actually. Yeah.
The reason I vlogged there genuinely was because we had another video planned, an entire new video where we were going to go investigate a haunted house in Japan that I'd read about. That I'd had a researcher research for me. I'd had someone look into places we could go investigate ghosts in Japan, and they basically said that there's this game, Fatal Frame, very popular game, and that the location from Fatal Frame is real. It's like a real manor that you can actually go to. It's like, shit, it's abandoned. It's really haunted, apparently. We'll go. And I did, and he'd written this all down on my notes, like, it's just outside of Tokyo. I was like, great.
That'd be good for you, because you're super scared of ghosts.
No, the opposite. I love them. I thought I'd take Schlatt and we'll go record a ghost
hunting. No,
because I didn't think he'd be in. I figured he would be a bit put off by ghosts. I think he'd give a good reaction. It's like, great. And I was like, yeah, it's just an hour. Apparently, it's just a little bit out of Tokyo, according to my notes. On one of the last days before Tokyo, before we leave Tokyo to go to Fuji, all right, let's do it today. I'm like, yeah, cool. Do that. So I start looking at it and I start like going, okay, I'll book the cars and everything. I'm going to look for it. I'm like, so I look at the location. I can't find it anywhere. I'm thinking, what? I do some more research myself. And off the notes. The fucking place isn't real. It's from a game. It's not real. It's like an urban legend. It doesn't fucking exist. And the real place that they think it might be based on is 8 hours away near Osaka.
Oh, we went to Osaka.
Which I didn't have time to go to. So I was like, fuck. Well, I need a video and I can't do this now. And
so
we're going
to
Fuji the next day.
To a lake.
So I was like, fuck. Well, I enjoy... Trevor really wanted to go fishing. I was like, oh, I really enjoyed making that fishing video that one time. We'll go fishing and film it. I didn't really want to vlog that trip. I wanted to just enjoy it, but I enjoyed the video. I liked it. We had that little bike ride with the GoPro. I really liked what that video became. It's very like cute.
Not quite. Never Take Tommy to a Lake. But hey, this is the plights of this horrible, horrible job.
I'm going back to Fuji in March.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have. This is why I wasn't too fussed, because you said I had limited time there. But I'm like, no, I've got the rest of my life, Tom.
Oh shit! I'd like to be back to Fuji at some point.
So I'm going back in March.
But yeah. Well, I can't remember what I was going to say now. Shit, I'm so stupid.
I don't know, man. I seriously don't know. You were just saying you didn't connect with Japan.
Yeah, I just found it a bit... Oh, this was it. We went to this theme park, Fuji Q.
Incredible.
Did you do the haunted house?
No.
So we went in there and then I left.
You couldn't hack it.
It was too scary. And Charlie and Trevor did it. And apparently it was like the scariest thing they'd ever done. But I didn't want to do it.
I'll have to give it a go when I go again.
I sat in the Ferris wheel listening to Mamma Mia while they were doing it. It was pretty full on.
It is a good theme park.
We did something stupid. So me and Charlie were, it was quite late into the trip, so we were feeling a bit stupid, and we walked past the, so you'd have these big cardboard boxes you could stick your face in. And it was just me and Charlie. And you
boxes is not
the cardboard walls that, you know, usually they have them at like you
pictures
know,
that you stick your face in.
Yeah, yeah. So there was one of
James A. Castor called them.
Of this ramen. And so me and Charlie went, it was just me and him. And we only had an hour before the haunted house was booked. So he went, why don't we just stick our face in that with no one else here? No one to take a photo of it. Let's just do it. And I went, all right. And then we got in there and they went, hey Charlie, odds on we stay in this for as long as we can. And he went, all right, odds on. We both said two. At this point, we're already completely soaked, drenched for our clothes, because we went on a water ride, but odds on, no poncho. So we were already very cold.
Right.
So we're on this, and we stick our face in the ramen, but I'm quite stubborn, and Charlie's quite stubborn. So a few minutes go by, and we've not left the ramen with our faces stuck in it. I'm the egg. Charlie's the sort of beetroot. 10 minutes go by, we're still in the ramen, but people start walking by and then they take photos of us and then walk away, or they don't spot us and then we scare them because we were in a bit of a corner. We do this for a long time. About 30 minutes go by and we're thinking, we're not going to be able to go on a roller coaster now because we've done this, and we keep going, let's go. Luckily, Charlie tries to give me a wet willy.
That's horrible.
I didn't like that.
Horrible,
at all.
Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
How did he even do it? Because his hat. How did he get his finger in his mouth?
He didn't. He tried to get Trevor to lick his finger, which I thought was disgusting.
That is mingy.
He is just a disgusting man. But
that's why they call him Slimesicle. Slime is gross.
Yeah, not Cleansicle. And then in the end, his legs got too tired, so we got out after 30 minutes. But I was sat down, and you know, can do that thing where I fold into myself. I did that.
Mm. So you won, really?
Yeah, I did. So that was
fucking hell. All right.
Well, it's just good to be a winner sometimes.
Just he needed a win recently.
I did. That was a good win to get. That was a good win.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't quite connect with Tokyo in quite the same way that you did.
I liked it, but also I think
it was a bit much.
It's quite intense, but I think there's things I like, which is I liked that.
Also, they didn't have any good breakfast. They only had incredible lunch and incredible dinner and shit breakfast.
No, breakfast was good.
It was always like an egg sandwich.
Egg's good, but I at the hotel I stayed, they had lots of different
not
breads.
Not if you're Dan.
And I kept yamming breads. Just kept having loads of bread.
Oh, yeah. Schlatt one night got a bit, I don't know why, but he just decided to go rent the most expensive hotel in Japan by himself. So he just went there for one night. That was quite funny.
Yeah, Ludwig stayed there. I went to that room, actually.
Yeah, it was mad.
Yeah.
Did he get not the most expensive one, just an really expensive one.
Oh, Lud stayed at, I think, the most expensive room in Tokyo. And we went and visited.
That's good.
And
I wish more people would show off expensive things.
I was let down.
Really?
I thought this is an all right room, but it is not in any way nicer than 90% of rooms I've stayed. Like, there's nothing different about it. No, just like it was just a fucking hotel
Jack
room.
Jack stays in a lot of nice rooms.
No. I would say the average Premier Inn held a candle to this. You know, there's nothing.
Well, look, I think it's time we go over to our Patreon, Jack.
Oh God, yeah, we've got more to say.
We've got a lot to talk about with moving and living with Harry.
Ugh. Which is more of a you thing, because I don't really...
Yeah.
He lived at my house for a while, but when I wasn't there.
And I've got lots more to talk about Japan. We've got lots to discuss, so...
Well, let's freaking do it.
All right, guys, we're going to move over to the Patreon now. The link is in the...
description. It's only $7 to join, £5.
Yeah, £5.
So please come on over.
Come on over. All right, guys, well, we're going to move over there now. But wait, oh my gosh, we nearly forgot again, dickhead.
Forgot again to show our little friend. This is the worm. This is how's the worm doing? We are learning that they just do very little.
It's one of the more boring segments of this podcast, I think. How's the worm?
No, never say that ever again. Because this is riveting. Anyway, I probably should get over to that Patreon with even more riveting stuff like this.
Right, guys, we'll see you over there on the
Patreon.